Deborah Lou Harder, and my guest today is Carol Jantsch, principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra. She won the position when she was still in undergrad, and now, 12 years later, she's renowned as an orchestral player, soloist, and teacher. Carol was kind enough to stop by WRTI to talk about another side of her musical personality that might surprise you. Carol Jantsch, thanks so much for coming in to WRTI.
Thanks for having me.
Just a little bit about you for our listeners who might not know that much about you. You were raised in the Midwest and you went to Interlochen Arts Academy, and then you became sort of a pioneer in the classical music world. While you were still an undergraduate at the University of Michigan, you made headlines when you auditioned for and won the principal tuba position of the Philadelphia Orchestra. You became the first female tuba principal player of a major symphony orchestra. And that was when?
2006.
Well, did you go into that audition thinking you would win?
Oh, I was just incredibly green and naive back at the time. So I just sort of was focused on doing the best I could and couldn't really imagine what it would be like to actually win and have the job. Like, even after I actually did, it was completely surreal for a while. So I don't know. I just wanted to represent myself as best I could, because that's all you can really hope for in an audition. And I felt like I did that, and luckily they liked it.
Oh, it was fantastic. Well, it definitely made a lot of news. And of course, you've just grown into that role so beautifully. You are a renowned tuba soloist as well, playing many concerto appearances, and you're a respected teacher at Temple University and also at Yale. And so you're solidly at the top of the classical music world, but you have another side to you. Can you tell us about that?
I play in a cover band. My band's called Tubular. It's essentially a tuba quartet plus drum set. So that means two euphoniums, two tubas, and drums. And it's basically my friends from college and me just jamming out on whatever we feel like playing.
Well, that sounds like so much fun. And we'd love to listen to a little bit of the demo you brought along. What are we going to hear?
This is Dance of the Sugar Funk Fairy. It's my arrangement of a Tchaikovsky classic with a twist.
All right. Oh, that was so much fun. What a great arrangement. If you're just joining us, we've just heard the tuba cover band Tubular in their unique take on Tchaikovsky, Dance of the Sugar Funk Fairies. And I'm speaking with Carol Jantsch, one of Tubular's members and principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra. That was just a terrific arrangement.
Thanks.
Was that fun to put together?
Oh, absolutely. So Yeah, I do the arrangements, basically all of them for,
wow,
for Tubular. So that's been a really fun project for me to learn how to do that in the first place and get better at it. And to have a group of people to write for where you know this, even just the specific individual characteristics of each player, and they all have a lot of great abilities. I can write to the people. And so it's been a really fun journey for me as, like, I feel like I've grown as a musician from transcribing all these pop charts, as weird as that may sound. The listeners wouldn't be able to see this, but I had this huge grin on my face after like hearing that recording.
And I did too. Well, tell me about the people in the band, and how did you all start playing together?
We should start with Scott Devereaux, who was featured on that song on the bass line. I wrote a wicked bass line for him, and he just totally nails it. Scott plays tuba in the United States Army Field Band, and Scott and I went to Michigan together, as did Greg Batista and Michael Brown, both euphonium players. And Michael Brown actually plays bass trombone in the United States Navy Band, and Greg plays in the United States Naval Academy Band.
Okay.
And our drummer, who I call our authenticator, is Andy Emmerich. Scott recruited him from the Army Field Band. And it's wonderful because I never had to learn how to write any percussion part. So, like, all of that is all him. He just listens to it and puts in what sounds good, and it always sounds awesome. So we would not be a band if it wasn't for Andy.
He really drives the beat. He does it such a great job. And just for our listeners and for myself, what is the difference between a euphonium and a tuba?
They're in the same family. Technically, you could call a euphonium a tenor tuba.
Okay.
So it's essentially shaped like a tuba, but it's in the range of a trombone. Sometimes it's called baritone horn. It kind of depends on regional.
Okay, good. Thanks for clearing that up. Now, your covers include Lady Gaga and Queen, Nirvana, Michael Jackson. Why is it important for you to be in a tuba cover band and explore a completely different side of your musical personality?
So let me start with how incredibly thankful I am for my day job. Everything that I have is because I am a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and it is the best day job any musician could ever hope for, to come to work and be able to hear all these amazing musicians on a daily basis is a huge treasure to me. And like, I love, absolutely love doing that. That said, I do play the tuba. So, like, you know, there are symphonies where I play 14 notes and the whole thing. So, like, you know, I have some time to spend on other projects. Yeah, I sort of dreamed this up because it's hard to find chamber music as a tuba player. It's basically brass quintet or nothing, essentially. And so I was thinking of what kind of chamber music project could I have that's really fun. And so I called up my friends from college, and I was just like, do you guys want to start a band? I kind of just want to play whatever we want to play, however we want to play it. And one of the founding principles of the band is that we wanted to have a very audience-oriented experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the concert hall at the orchestra, we're there to appreciate the high art. It's like a fancy museum where we've got, like, you don't touch the paintings, don't clap in between movement. Like, there are rules and guidelines, and it's like all a good thing. Like, we don't want people's greasy fingerprints on paintings.
Right.
And
it's a little more formality.
Right. And so it's a kind of about the art in a way, and we wanted an experience where we're like, okay, we just want our audience to have a really good time and then have it happen to be a bunch of tuba players.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for me, really fits the spirit of our instrument. Like, the tuba players are just, like, fun, jovial bunch. Uh-huh. And so, like, it just makes all of the sense in the world that we would have a band where, like, people can drink and dance and sing along while we're just playing goofy stuff on the tuba. And we're doing it really well. And that's kind of part of what makes it so funny. It was, like, we try to do, like, accurate versions of these very popular songs, but that then it happens to be on the tuba. So it's just hilarious and fun. That's sort of the goal of the group.
Do you think classical musicians who can play pop music and connect in this way to the audience, just as you were saying, really directly, is that in some way providing an important link for the future of classical music?
I think so. I think there are a lot of different ways to appreciate music, and it's a really visceral thing to be able to sort of participate in the activity. And because I know from experience, like, some of my favorite musical experiences were things I got to participate in, right? And so that's more memorable. And so if you can allow people in like that, you form a different kind of connection with like the player that's there in person.
You're sort of breaking down those barriers.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful. Well, Carol Jantsch, thank you so much for coming into WRTI to talk to us about Tubular and the many facets of your musical personality. It's
been
really great.
Thanks.
We'd love to hear one more song by Tubular to take us out. I think you might have Michael Jackson.
We have a little bit of that.
All right. Let's take a listen to Tubular's Michael Jackson medley. And thanks again, Carol. Deborah Lou Harder. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Carol Jantsch, principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra and arranger and member of the tuba cover band, Tubular. They'll be playing at Frankie Bradley's in Center City, Philadelphia on Friday, May 4th. Check our website, WRTI.org, to find out more.